Sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer, that calls me from a world of cares and bids me my Father.
Welcome to the Pray With Me podcast. Thank you for joining me. This morning we want to pray for the church. In 2 Corinthians 11, verse number 28, Paul shows us that out of all of his worries and concerns in life, the church was his primary concern. Looking at his letters to the churches, he reveals that he was always praying for the church. And so we want to always pray for the church as well. So now would you pray with me for the church? Father in heaven, almighty heavenly Father, who is wonderful and merciful and loving and is just, we thank you for the church. We thank you for the church around the world. And we want to pray for them this morning. We want to pray for the church to have comfort and safety for those who are being persecuted. We want the church to have comfort in the fact that there is a hope beyond this life for those who might have lost loved ones recently. We want the church to have safety for those who are away from home, whether traveling or away for work. We want them to be safe. Father, we pray for the church to have boldness, but at the same time, we want the church to have love and kindness for all and to all. We are thankful that those are not mutually exclusive. We thank you for the boldness that your word gives to us and the examples in which we can be bold, but at the same time, be kind. We want the church to have unity, especially in the truth of God's word. We want the whole church to be united in your truth and what you have said for us and have set forth for us to do. Father, we want the church to have joy and to have patience to come through these current trials. These current difficulties that we are facing at this time, we are away from our church family and it is disheartening to us. We want to have joy and we want to have patience through these trials. We know that we're going to have joy to come at the end of them. We're thankful for that. Father, we also want the church to be these things. We want the church to be lights to the world by shining brightly and boldly with kindness and care and concern. Father, we want the church to be the salt of the earth, as you have called us to be, to make the earth and the people in it better. We want to be better as people, and we want the church to help others be better as well. Father, we want the church to be comforters, not only comforted, but comforters with a message of hope that you've given to us, that we can have hope beyond this life, and that comforts us. We want to be comforters to others. Father, we want the church to be active doers, not just people who pray. We want to be praying and doing by leading by example and not being hypocrites. Father, we want the church to be active, that it's not just prayer, and that's it. We want the church to be doing all that we can to further your gospel, that good news. Father, we want to pray more, and we pray for more opportunities to pray. It is in your Son's holy name that we pray. Amen. Thank you for joining me in prayer this morning. Remember to pray like it all depends on God, but work like it all depends on you. Until next time.